So here we are in old G. Pretty close to double D, except the third and fifth strings. Instead of A, tune them both down to G. And the first, second, and fourth are identical. So the first part, I'm going to break down into three sections in terms of finger movement. So yeah, start with your first finger on the fifth fret of the first and second strings, and then have your ring finger on the seventh fret of the first string. And what you're going to do is you're going to pull off. And then you've got to lift your first finger off to get that open second string. So, then the second phrase, part of the phrase, you use the fifth string as a melody note. And we sound like this. So that's pretty simple. Now it's the challenging part. You play the first string open, but you've got to drop thumb to the fourth fret of the second string. So you've got to move your fingers down pretty quick and get it down there. So you have first string open, then you're the fourth fret on the second string, then you play the third fret on the first string and repeat that. Drop thumb to the fourth fret. So, and then there's a hammer on the first string from the your fingers on the third fret and you hammer to the fifth fret. And then pull off. And then end with an opened second string. So, yeah. So doing the second and third parts together, it would sound like this. The only other minor change is when you repeat the part from the top, instead of ending it with the open second string, you keep your finger there so that you end up playing the fifth fret on the second string. And then the rest is the same. So that's the first part. So for the second part, there's sort of a pickup. You know, you just finished the first part. And so you start the pickups with a open first string to the fourth fret on the second string. And then you play the third fret on the first string, and you keep the fingers. Again, you drop thumb to the fourth fret on the second string, and then play another drop thumb where you have the first and second strings open. So, and then you go to the fourth fret on the third string and pull and slide back up. And then you do that, repeat that three drop thumbs. Slide up and then play the fourth string open. And that's the second part. So here's on the third part. You start with your ring finger on the fourth fret of the third string and your first finger on the second fret. Just sort of start with a pull off. And then you do a pull off from the second fret of the fourth string open. And then you slide back up to the fourth fret. That ends all three times through you play it. Hammer to the second of the fourth string. second time through, I just started with the slide up to the from the second to the fourth fret on the third string. And then you end it the same way. So that's the second, the first, I guess the second time, or the first repeat of the third part. And the third repeat of the third part, I start with an open third string and hammer up. And then pull off. And then go to the second fret and pull off again. And then hammer back on again, just the way I started it. So the third time on that third part, I'll go. So the three times through the third part, it'll sort of sound like this. Let's see.